This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from Hot Springs Spas. Because, what do they call tomorrow again?
Green Friday.
Green Friday.
It's not a thing due to COVID, you know.
Oh, it's not a thing?
No, there's no doorbusters tomorrow anywhere. No, you know.
Right.
Get there, get this while they last, type. TV or something.
Sure,
nobody's having any.
But we're still celebrating the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it means good specials, right?
Shop local, shop small, I say.
Yeah. And the folks at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 came up with a list of top 10 really, really good deals. And in keeping with the 2020 situation, these actually have been good all week long. But tomorrow's the final day to take advantage of these really, really good deals. So if you're interested, come on by. Check it out. That sauna has got my eye. And it's actually a Finleo sauna, infrared, that normally would be like $6,000. And it's under $4,000. So you got over $2,000 in savings there. 14-inch York shuffleboard has over $2,000 in the savings for $4,500. A foosball game, $12.99. I mean, they got one of those massage chairs, those ones you see in the airport. They call a dream catcher. Like, look like you're, you know, in the cockpit of the space shuttle. 7-foot Harley Davidson table. Check it all out at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, and then join us there tomorrow, broadcasting live. Should be a lot of fun. They're of course in Bismarck. They're in West Fargo, and they're in Grand Forks. Our happy Thanksgiving edition of the program continues, where we are expressing gratitude. And I can't say thank you and not think about veterans. And so we're joined today by retired Chief Warrant Officer 5, Shelley Sizer. Shelley, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And, you know, your colleagues over the years rave about you as the consummate professional, the veteran of veterans, and so we thought, what a perfect day to highlight your time serving, and also talk to us a little bit about our veterans and our active duty military and Guard and Reserve and all the folks out there doing doing good work. Tell me a little bit about your story. How long, you know, when you decided to join and all the things you saw while you were there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I joined the military in 1978, and I served until 2018. So I served for 40 years. And, you know, I come from a long lineage of military in my family. My great-great-uncle served and was killed in World War I. My stepfather was a Korean veteran. My father served 40 years in the National Guard. So I guess I've had a sense of patriotism, you know, from a very young age.
Did anybody in that long line of service in your family serve 40 years?
My dad served 40, and then I did. And, you know, so many people over the years have asked me, you know, how could you stay so long and do one job so many years, you know? But the thing was is that there was constant change in the military, you know? I had an opportunity to hold so many different positions, and there was always travel and training and continued, you know, military education. And, you know, that structure and discipline, you know, that dress, right dress, if you will, you know, that just all suited me very well.
Wow, that's really amazing. Now, you were a command warrant officer before you retired. What does a command warrant officer do?
Sure. The command chief warrant officer is the highest position a warrant officer can hold, and there is one of those positions in each of the 54 states and territories. And that position is really the voice for the warrant officer cohort. You recruit and mentor younger warrant officers. You track their military education and promotions. You take a look at the overall mission and make sure that those warrant officers are in the right duty positions and in the right units. You really serve as a liaison between the warrant officers and the senior leadership of the National Guard.
Wow. And as you look past your time over those 40 years, what was the you know, deployments or, you know, particular missions? What would you look back in and say was a highlight?
Well, the highlight certainly was serving as the Command Chief Warrant Officer for our state. That gave me great pride and the opportunity to do that. But I did have several opportunities to travel abroad as well. I served on temporary duty in Korea in 1985 and 1989. I did temporary duty in Africa in 2005, and then I spent a year-long deployment in Kosovo on a peacekeeping mission in 2010.
Did you feel, and do you feel today as a veteran, appreciated that people were thankful for what you did and what other members of the military and what veterans have done?
Absolutely. A great sense of pride in the people in the United States. And they show that appreciation so often in coming up to you and telling you thank you for your service, or buying you a dinner if you, you know, are out eating and you are in your uniform. Absolutely. And I pass that along, Scott, whenever I see anyone that has a cap on and they're a Korean veteran, a Vietnam veteran, I go up to them and now bump elbows instead of shake hands and thank them for their service.
That's really neat. I was in a waiting room one time, and I saw a gentleman with a Vietnam vet hat on. And I was, you know, killing time and kind of walking around to not sit. And I saw him and caught eyes with him and said, hey, how are you? And I said, yep. I said, can I shake your hand? I want to thank you for your service in Vietnam. And he started crying. I mean, not bawling, right, but, you know, like tears coming down his cheeks saying, nobody had ever thanked me before. Oh, my gosh. I'm never passing anybody in a Vietnam vet hat ever without saying thank you. Think about that. My gosh. That was, you know, kind of a sad chapter, obviously. But, I mean, you know, I think it's a great practice for all of us to do because it's tough work. You know, it really is, and it's sacrifice. And without it, we don't have the United States of America we have now without it, right? So it should be easy for us to say thank you.
Absolutely. Especially that era who received the opposite treatment when they came home, you know, then opposite to what our veterans now receive when they come home. So, you know, and I have to add that when we started bringing soldiers home from Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army started a program called, Operation Freedom Spirit or Welcome Home, you know, a yellow ribbon, excuse me, and a very big fanfare in bringing veterans home. And so we have it right now, but we didn't back then.
Yeah, boy. What advice would you have to people that might be considering a career or parents that are, you know, guiding their children on future career options related to the military show?
Well, you know, it's a very personal decision. I guess I would start by saying that. But for me, I would encourage any young person or prior service person to join the military. It is truly, it's being a part of something bigger than yourself. You know, the camaraderie that I have felt with my brothers and sisters in arms is something that I have felt nowhere else in my life, you know, and an opportunity to give back to this wonderful nation that we live in and these freedoms that we have.
That's not something you can purchase. That's not something you can, you think about even, you know, esteemed institutes of higher learning and what you'll be able to do with that degree. It's, you know, obviously works for many people, but the idea of being able to get that experience and have it be for a greater good for the country, for the flag, is just pretty amazing. Well, thank you. We really sincerely, what an incredible story of 40 years of service. That's just so amazing, and to end with that great distinction as well as Command Warrant Officer. A fun story to hear and a good opportunity for us to thank you, Shelley, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Scott, and blessings back to you as well.
Shelley Sizer, retired Chief Warrant Officer 5, our guest, so we could say thank you to our military, thank you to our veterans, those that have served and are serving, active duty Guard Reserve, every single one of them serving in a role defending Old Glory, defending the United States of America, and that flag. We appreciate it. I'll come back with a segment for you. Who are you thankful for? A shout out for anybody? Then we have farmers. We got to get farmers in before we're done. Stay tuned. 800-228-0550 or text me, 701-367-2054. More after this on What's On Your Mind. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net. Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce packets, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stepped up to the plate with a great Christmas special for you. If you don't have a MyPillow, or know someone who doesn't have a MyPillow, now is the time because for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows. Yes, the one that started it all. The premium MyPillow. Now there's bed pillows and there's, you know, body pillows and I guess body pillow and bed pillow are the same thing, but bolster pillows and, you know, travel pillows and everything else. Different sizes. The ones you see at the big box store is never, ever a premium MyPillow. So buyer beware there. If you see Mike, you know, on a carton of things at a big box store, and you go, oh, here's the deal. Oh, my gosh, it's cheap. Yeah, it's cheap for a reason. So you go with a premium MyPillow, and listen to this deal. A queen-size premium MyPillow, regularly $69.98, is only $29.98, their lowest price ever. $40 savings, king size only $5 more. I'm going to give you a little tip that will really reduce the hassle for your gift giving this Christmas. How many people are we buying for? We're buying them all one thing from one place, shipping it here, and we'll wrap it and we'll be done. That'd be the way to go. Because when they open it up, they're going to go, oh my gosh, Uncle Mike, you are so awesome. Thank you very much. I love these. I see the guy on TV. Can't wait to try it. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. So it's a great deal. It's for you. That's a nice way to go. Or gifts. Giza Dream bed sheets, mattress topper, towel sets, all of those at the Radio Listener's Square at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 800-506-9028. What are you most thankful for on this Thanksgiving? If you stop down and think. Just to kind of shut everything off for a second and say, who haven't I thanked in a while? Who really is so integral to my life? And if they were gone, I'd just be like, ah, but I've not said thank you. I've not said, I'm thankful for you. You know, in this business, radio, there are so many behind-the-scenes people that make things go that it's so easy to just get behind them. I do what you do and, you know, you say, hey, thanks, a little fist bump at the end of the day. But it isn't like you're really recognizing that, hey, you can't do a show with, you know, like Kevin and Daniel here today with me on Thanksgiving. They decide not to come up to work today. I can't, so, you know, do I thank Daniel? I said, yeah, thanks, appreciate it. See, bye. But, you know, not in a real purposeful way. So and there's people like that in our lives that, you know, are doing things that
can
be so integrated to what we do that you sort of just, you know, never take a chance to say thank you. So I always think if you stop down a little bit and say, whoa, let me think a little bit about this. I think it becomes a little easier to come up with some of those categories that certainly belong. I have a little story about our listeners that I'm going to share before the end of the program today. We're going to talk with a farmer from Breckenridge, Minnesota. Adam Wurtzman, going to join us in just a little bit here. Talk with him about, I don't know about you, but I like to eat.
Yeah.
And when I eat, I try and remember to say the little table prayer I've said since I was a child and leave the family in that. And then I dig in and I forget, you know, these potatoes are so good that if, you know.
Yeah, where'd you get them?
Yeah, I mean, where'd they come from? So got to thank farmers and ranchers for sure. And we touched on this earlier and somebody sent in a note about it. President Trump is worthy of our thanks, not just for what he did as president for the last 4 years, and hopefully will continue to do, because I'm thankful for a legal team that just doesn't give up. And, you know, they are chasing every single legal vote and throwing out all the crap, and they are just relentless. Did a filing late last night. Have you got through that yet, Kevin? It was like 100 pages?
Oh, yeah, most of it, yeah. And I love how the comments come in about, oh, Giuliani's getting laughed out of court all over the country. Like, you clearly don't understand how the process works.
Exactly.
Why don't you watch some Boston Legal or some LA Law and get back to me? It's called appeal.
Or listen to Mark Levin, who says,
it's
look,
pretty simple.
You know, you're one step closer to the Supreme Court when and evidence isn't presented, it's just standing in court. Yeah, it's civil litigation. Just do a little 101 on
that. Oh, it works.
Wayne in White Lake, what's on your mind, Wayne?
Yes, good morning and happy Thanksgiving to all you folks here. Just want to kind of echo what you've already been talking about Donald Trump. Obviously, his life was wonderful without what he's doing, and they put him through the heck on earth, really. Just, I mean, tried to destroy him in every way possible, and and he proved to be more of a man than anybody could have ever imagined the first time that I ever voted for him. But in the meantime, I just hopefully that he doesn't give up, you know, because it would be real easy for him just to turn back and go back to where he was, where he was just one of us. But and also, before I go, thank you to those folks at those long-term care centers, those nursing homes. They are all angels, every single one of them.
Yeah, we thank nurses and you know, on purpose because of everything that's happening and the work they're having to do right now. But you're right, CNAs and aides and the staffs at long-term care, they're angels too. They really are. That's a great one to add. How many people do you think, Bill? I'm sorry, Wayne. Bill is next year. Well, how many people do you think, Wayne, that like you recognize what Trump and the family gave up to run for president? I mean, of America, even among his supporters, I don't think that's 50% of people, is it?
Yeah, but the real issue is the haters. I mean, it's unbelievable, the animosity and the hate, and I don't understand the root of it. I mean, what has he done but try to help them? He hasn't tried to put anybody out of business or anybody. It's self-manufactured hate.
You know what it is?
Their lives.
It's low-information voters. I mean, they're taking in headlines here and there. I mean, even the Sidney Powell thing today. I mean, here this huge, huge 100-page filing, and what, they find three typos now, and they're making a big deal out of the typos rather than what the substance of it. I mean, that's the petty little game they play. They're like bullies. I say, you know what? Just wipe the haters from your universe. Just, they're gone. Because they've got some ick inside, and let them work it out. Bill and Mandan, let's try you. What are you thankful for, Bill?
I'm thankful for the 80 million voters that are going to put Donald Trump back to his normal life. Can't be happier than I am right now. So sorry to go against your grain, but I pray every day, too. And I'm grateful that my prayer warriors showed up in great numbers and said, we don't want a bully to run our country. Thank you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, I appreciate your call, Bill, and because this show is for any and all opinions, that's for sure. I wanted to ask, but he hung up right away. You know, does he hate him? Is he a hater? Because, you know, the previous caller had said,
I'd rather have a bully than a wimp.
The haters, yeah. Yeah. And again,
I'd rather have a fighter than a loser, corrupt.
I'm not going to take issue with Bill Amanda because he's gone, but if he were here, I would like to know, okay, bully, like, you know, in other words, where'd that come from? Where'd you first hear that? What's an example of being a bully?
Right.
He's a counterpuncher, but
yeah.
I don't know. And not to mention, even if we say, well, he is, you know, and he is. This is truthful. Donald Trump, his approach to that job, and anybody that disagrees with him and punches him is a strong counterpunch, but he's doing it to get something done on behalf of the country. So, we see that. I don't know. More coming
up. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
About some home cooking at PetroServe USA. They're there for you, folks. Thanksgiving and every day. Home cooking plus grab-and-go convenience. Great combo. Because if you don't have time to say, no, you know, I can't get the, and then you get the, you know, frozen whatever. Not so. Doesn't have to happen. You could end up with a, if you don't do the home cooking from PetroServe USA, you could end up with a lutefisk hot pocket in a, microwave, right, Kev? Yeah, lutefisk hot pocket. Yeah,
yeah. Mm.
Wrap your mind around that. But otherwise, here's the specials today. Harward, the meatloaf dinner off I-29. Lasagna with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork and a French dip sandwich are your choices in Valley City today, exit 292. And shepherd's pie, 12th Avenue North in Fargo. Grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking. Lots of other options for you, like the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, fresh-made pizza, big difference. Two fresh-made cookies. They're homemade recipes, really good. And a 20-ounce drink. Four items for $4, yours at PetroServe USA. All right, we're going to thank a farmer in just a second, but first, Mike and Ottoman's been waiting to weigh in. Mike, what'd you want to say? This is...
I think it's a miracle that Sidney Powell finally was able to put out the information, 105 pages or whatever it is. And the way it looks, the press is very nervous because they say, oh, she didn't put the proper pronunciation in or this or that. But they, but the information is out there. If they can turn the votes, some of the votes back in Georgia, where they don't need to do the runoff election, that would be huge. And I think if they keep on with what they have and all these other that all these other states now are that they're afraid to just go ahead and push all this through because they know that there's enough information about the cheating where if they do that, they will look horrible. I mean every other country is looking at us like we're a bunch of buffoons.
Right, you nailed it, Ryan. That's why they wanted to go. Mike, rather, keep looking down to other callers. So Mike, you're exactly right. If there's one thread that's pulled, you know, it's going to be a tsunami here. And now they're going to say, wait a minute, what else is there? Wait a minute. So you've got to keep the faith. So good for you. Way to keep it going. Audubon, Minnesota, and Mike. Somebody just sent a meme. Said it's the President Trump standing in front of a flag. I better send this to Jim, the flagpole guy. It says he's rolling up his sleeves, Kev. All right?
Yeah, I believe it.
And he says, stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this ends.
Ha, 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 ha. Boy, I'm praying.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Listener says, yesterday I was on the computer listening to you. My grandson, Mav, he's 6 years old, asked about the weather on Turkey Day. So I said, oh, you know, well, cool and sunny. He said, no, I'm talking about the turkey. And then started to laugh hysterically and shouted out, 350 degrees. Gwinner, North Dakota. Ed, thanks for the story. Appreciate that very much. He set you up and his day is coming. I know it. All right. Continuing our thankful tour through some incredible professions today. We're joined next by a young farmer. And that's a profession I want to make sure there's somebody coming up the ranks big time because I don't know about you, I love to eat. These farmers feed the world in incredible conditions with enormous risk day in and day out and often don't get told thanks. So Adam Wurtsema is our guest today on the program. And Adam, thank you to you and your family and all of your fellow farmers and ranchers out there.
Thank you. It's good to be on. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving to you guys also.
Adam is a newlywed, and I was at his wedding. He's married to my goddaughter, Sydney. And, you know, I could tell from talking to him and his family, dad and other members of the family, how much they love farming. And of course, Adam's on the younger side and is doing more and more at the farm, which I just think is fantastic. Is it a thankless profession?
Right, yeah, it is. It's something you go back to every year. You know, to give you a little context, going back to last year, we finished our harvest yesterday, and this year we've been out for about 2 or 3 weeks, so I'm very thankful this year to be done and kind of use the context how it can go different year in and year out.
Yeah, think about that. In other words, that's how late it was last year for so many, and you know, and not the best conditions either. It wasn't just finishing;
right.
It was finishing in a mess, right? Yeah, that makes sense. So, is it something that in your case, your you know, your family's in it, your other generations of folks on the farm near Breckenridge, Minnesota, where you guys farm, and it's like just in your DNA, you just do it, or do you think, I don't like this, this is thankless, how is it? I mean, do you have to really love it to not worry about whether or not you're going to have a late harvest or all the different perils that come with the job, Adam?
Well, yeah, well, it brings a lot of value. Like, think about it, you put the seed in the spring, and you literally watch it mature throughout the growing season and then the harvest. You get to see the process from the beginning to the end. And to go back to when you go talk about generations, it's kind of a family legacy thing. You know, when you grow up on the farm and you see how hard your grandpa and your dad work, and you kind of come back and say, hey, I want to continue on with that. I actually went to college in Concordia College in Moorhead and went away to the farm for a few days for years for college, came back here and there to help when I could. But it's just something that it calls you back once you leave, for sure, and I'm happy to be where I'm at.
What kind of advice do you get from your dad or your grandfather in the, hey, I think I want to do this? You know, yes, I got a degree, but I love it. I want to do it. Is it, okay, go get them. You're going to love it like I did, or is it, are you sure? Obviously know how hard it is because, as you say, you watch them, but what advice did they give you?
I talk with my dad, he just kind of tells me, there's going to be good years and bad years, but it's hard work, but it's rewarding work. And I've gotten to live that since I grew up on the farm, and I can see it day in, day out working with him and my brother.
Once, for folks that are, you know, in the city and maybe not familiar with the work that happens, some might think, oh, yeah, you plant in the spring and you harvest in the fall and then you're done. And you come back in the spring. What is the off season, so to speak, all about for farmers?
Well, it's a lot of fixing things, getting in the shop, maybe cleaning after harvest. Like last year, I mean, everything was caked with mud, so it's a cleaning process, and that can be a couple weeks, and then you start to take a little time off for the Thanksgiving season and Christmas season, and once January rolls around, you start bringing stuff back in the shops and start repairing and getting ready for the spring plant.
And talk about how you decide what you're going to plant next year. So is that like a family decision, sort of getting around the table? Is it kind of a foregone conclusion with rotations or whatever, or how do you make that call?
Yeah, but it's usually, you look at the markets and see where they're at and see where you can get your margins, and then you kind of look at what you had on the field the previous year, and you go off your crop rotation, and then you kind of make that final decision with your seed guy in around February, and then you go from there.
Are there different, you know, organizations and groups that you can tap into where there are other younger farmers? Obviously, you have great resources in your family, but in addition to that, is there sort of peer groups and others, young in agriculture, farmers, ranchers coming up where you're, you know, getting together or sharing information or whatever? Does that exist?
I'm sure it is. I haven't really gotten involved in that yet, but it's kind of funny. You start going to, you know, seed meetings and stuff like that, and you see other younger farmers in the room that you probably knew growing up, and you kind of make that connection and, you know, bounce things back and forth between them and say, you know, how's your days going? And just kind of start those relationships with those around in the community that are your age.
What most excites you about the future of farming, that, you know, maybe technology or things that, you know, generations before didn't have that you have that you see coming or that are there now that make a big difference? I know yields continue to just incredibly, you know, what's happened when you look at, you know, yields 20 years ago from today. So there's obviously a great deal of technology and progress out there. But any particular ones that stand out for you that you see being good game changers as you go?
Yeah, I think just the precision with you're able to farm, like, for instance, on our planting equipment, just being able to get the seed right at the perfect seed depth and that technology. I mean, it's hard to imagine where it's going to go from here, but I'm sure people will keep innovating, and I'm excited for that. And it really takes a lot of the heavy work off of us. And just, you know, you see these new combines out, like the John Deere new combine that is a 50-foot header and has all this new bells and whistles, and it's exciting just to see the stuff that comes out.
As a farmer, are you like any red-blooded male where you see a new piece of equipment and just say, we just got to have that? I mean, I'm always amazed at the new innovation and things that are added. And there's been a lot of times, in the last, maybe not the last 5, 6, 7 years, but if you look back the last 15, 20, I mean, a lot of new iron out there. Incredible with the latest of bells and whistles. Was that partly a product of just being drawn to the latest?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever you hear something's released, you know, it's so easy to pull up on your phone and see a promo video from John Deere or wherever they're, whoever's building it, and see the new technology.
So what do you foresee for the future for you? Do you think, you end up passing this on to your kids?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that you want to pass on, right, to keep the family legacy going and to better the farm. And I think that's what you're trying to do in any business, too. For anyone, so that's kind of the goal, is to keep moving forward and to progress.
Anything else you want to tell us, Aaron?
No, I'm just very thankful for all the guys who come and help us in the harvest season. It's not just farmers out there. There's guys who set aside their regular jobs and come and help these farmers for 2-3 weeks in the harvest season, and I'm thankful for those people.
Yeah, that's great. That really is. And who's cooking the turkey today?
My mother-in-law, Don. I'm actually down in Arizona for the weekend. It was 74 yesterday and a 70-degree wind chill. So,
okay, and now nice. Now we don't like you anymore. We called to say we're thankful for you, and now we've written you off. Well, that's awesome. You guys have a great time. Hi to Don and the whole family and your lovely bride, Sydney, and the whole crew. So we appreciate certainly, the friendship and also honestly, to you as a farmer and to other farmers and ranchers out there, we are thankful. We do appreciate you. We love to eat, and you feed us well and feed the world. So keep it going, and thanks a bunch, Adam.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yep, take care. Good to chat. Adam Wurstma, he and his family farm down near Breckenridge, Minnesota. And, boy, often do we forget to thank a farmer.
Thank you, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Farm families, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean,
farm wives.
What they're doing, phenomenal.
Oh, you bet.
All right, Ryan in Fargo is here, and I also want to tell you a little story about our listeners and how great they are coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Final segment, can't even believe it. It's been a fun Thanksgiving Day edition of the program we call What's On Your Mind. Thanks for coming along with us as you're prepping that turkey. Our final segment here on What's On Your Mind. And a quick word from our sponsor. We'll go to Ryan in Fargo and have my listener Thanksgiving story. And I also have a summary of the Sidney Powell lawsuit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
really?
This is related to, it's the whole Venezuela, Dominion, Smartmatic. But anyway, go ahead, Kev.
Normally Todd tells you about our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. It's my job today. Happy Thanksgiving from the crew at Schwann Buick GMC. And online at schwannbuickgmc.com. Bottom line, all the remaining new 2020 Buicks and GMCs have got to go. They are drastically reduced. They've got unbelievable values going on. It's Black Friday all month long at Schwann Buick GMC. Go online, schwannbuickgmc.com, or you can give them a call. Easy to get a hold of, too. Either way, look at these 2020s. The deals are unbelievable. 701-214-6372, Schwann Buick GMC. That's the 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota.
All right, Tim, before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, let me go to Ryan in let me first tell you, by the way, we have to leave the air in a little bit, but I always like to remind folks before we're gone that if there is something you want to comment about today's show, if there is a suggestion for a future show, anything you would like to comment on, call the Be the Buffalo hotline. And boy, I tell you, that's what I'm thankful for. To folks that turn into the storm and they just be the Buffalo. That's how they operated the Oasis Petroleum. That's how they built the company. And they also recognize that in North Dakotans and how you do what you do. Phenomenal. Really phenomenal. So remember that, okay? Remember that. And that is 855-200-1776 there for you 24/7. Ryan in Fargo. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Scott. Oh, I'm sorry. Hurry up. I got to get going on my Thanksgiving. But anyhow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Quite all right. These guys who continuously call Trump a bully. I wonder what their definition of bully really is. I mean, what has he done? He calls people a nickname like Crooked Hillary or Sleepy Creepy Joe for obvious reasons, but he has never threatened them. He has never done anything to them. He's a strong man who has pushed to get things done, to be the champion of the people. He has pushed to fight these people for our cause. And yet it's people like Joe Biden who say, if we were in school, I'd take him out behind the gym and punch him out.
And then on a bully?
Or,
yeah, you're a clown the debate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
or you're a dog-faced lying pony soldier, or how about Maxine Waters and her threats of, if you see anybody Trump supporter, make certain you get around them and don't service them and don't do it, you know.
Very good
point. Democrats are the bullies in this thing.
Very good point.
Not Trump.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's just, first of all, Joe Biden, they see him as just their sleepy old harmless, you know, but disregard the facts otherwise. And on Trump, it's just a derangement. It's a derangement syndrome. I don't get it.
Absolutely.
And if you ask, how was that bullying or... One thing I think we have to be honest about, Donald Trump is an unconventional president. Donald Trump is there's very few communications professionals that would serve any leader that would say, do this, like he's done it. But you know what?
Right.
He says, how much time do we have to waste? He cares about America. So to the extent that he's brash and he's bold and he punches back, he cares about America. How in the world can we fault him for that? Couldn't agree anymore, Ryan. Let's make sure he's still president, should we? Let's watch this handful of lawsuits play out and see what happens. Sidney Powell did file a lawsuit late yesterday, finally, because, as you know, this was told it's coming, but she said it would be coming, and it did come on Wednesday, and now it's been filed. Quick summary is it says the Dominion and Smartmatic voting machines were created to help Hugo Chavez win elections. It says that Venezuelan whistleblowers' direct testimony about the two systems, including Chavez's requirements that the software would hide vote manipulation from audits. Of course it would. The computers were also connected to the Internet, so manipulation could occur from remote locations. Governor Kemp, this is Georgia, this is all filed in Georgia, the Secretary of State that Raffenberger and the Georgia Board of Elections hastily bought Dominion voting system software and hardware despite warnings.
Yes, they did.
The governor gave guidance, presumably using COVID as justification, to election officials to ignore the state's strong, specific statutory voting safeguards for absentee ballots. Numerous eyewitnesses testified that they didn't verify signatures, check security envelopes, or allow challengers to observe the count. Here's one of my favorites. They also destroyed documentary evidence that the law required them to retain in connection with mail-in voting. They lied about a massive leak at State Farm Arena that required them to shut down the count. China and Iran spied on the election, possibly manipulated it. Trump-hating Eric Coomer developed Dominion. He helped develop them. He's the one who was bragging about, I'll stop Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's in these meetings. There's more, folks, but it's real, is what it is.
It's 104 pages, and her stuff, on the words insidious come up. And
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Go, Sydney.
Thank you. Last happy Thanksgiving greeting to our listeners. You know, a listener the other day when I was out at Cashwise in Bismarck said, can I buy you something? I'm going to buy you a drink. I said, well, it's the middle of the day. She came back and brought me a water.
She bought
me a water.
Thank you.
You know, those are the kind of listeners we love.
We love you.
I didn't get a chance to properly thank her, but thank you for that water, and thank you for listening. God bless you folks. See you tomorrow. We'll be here.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.